Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to Stadium BS. For more information, check out www.castellonms.com.
How's it going, everybody? This is Frankie at Frankie Castellon Caps if you want to get a hold of me. Before I go any further, welcome to Stadium BS. This is the premiere episode. www.castellonms.com. If you're listening in, it is castellonms.com, where it has everything, Frankie. Literally everything. I have multiple pieces of merchandise. I have my own store. I have an eBay site, Mercari. I have an Etsy and a Poshmark. I have it all. If you want to get anything that is resale, my own merchandise, everything known to man, please take a look. Also, if you want to help the channel and help the podcast out, there is a support Frankie tab. And if you want to get a hold of me and see if you could make some suggestions or collab, please get in contact with me. My poison is usually Instagram. You can get in contact with me via Instagram at Frankie Castellon Caps. So, with that being said, let's get started. Now, I had to think about this first topic because this topic, I've talked about this for like almost 2 years now.
So is a lot of people.
It is John Fisher. If you don't know who that is, this is John Fisher. And the topic of today is, what if I had the opportunity to interview John Fisher? Now, he is usually out of the spotlight. That's normal, okay? He's usually out of the spotlight. He is pretty much a ghost. We don't know what's going on behind the scenes with him. Not a clue. Not a lot of people do. But what he's famous for is moving the Oakland Athletics out of Oakland. So this happened in 2023, to give you some insight. And that basically created a revolt with Oakland fans. And understandably so. So they had something known as the reverse boycott. The reverse boycott, basically, thousands of people showed up. They stood in silence. And then after that, after a certain time frame, they will chant out, "Sell the team, sell the team." And it created such a ruckus that MLB.TV doesn't even have this game on their platform anymore. That's how impactful it was. And it got to the point that they vilified this man. They really did. And now he is bringing the Athletics not only to Sacramento right now, but to Las Vegas. And supposedly they had a groundbreaking. And I really think all this is an absolute scam. Go look through my videos on YouTube, on Instagram, on TikTok, whatever the case may be, whatever platform you want to look at. I have went off on a tangent with not only John Fisher, but Stu Sternberg as well, which I'll get to in a moment because I have a little change of heart on him. But to give you current insight, number one, He is valued at $3.5 billion, number one. Number two, he bought a freaking $29 million house in one of the most exclusive neighborhoods in Las Vegas. That is his mansion. And that's where all the exclusive people are, pretty much. I think he's not too far away from Mark Davis, who's the owner of the Raiders. So what is his gain? So basically, I'm a person, I would talk shit, don't get me wrong, but I will give you the decency to ask you your side of the story. Now, that's the big issue. He's been quiet. And from the appearances he does have, he is not a public speaker to save his fucking life. I could tell you that for sure. So it brings me to a funny video I saw, and Last Dive Bar is a hilarious source. They have great merchandise. I really would like to get some merchandise from them. Probably put up what I bought from them, but for right now, I'm staying local. So in this video, you see John Fisher at home plate, and he's getting ready to go down there. He's ready to go down to the clubhouse or wherever he needs to go to get out. So he's just walking, prancing along, and they're booing the hell out of him. They are yelling obscenities. And then you see this one Oakland A's fan in a tank top. He's throwing the finger at him, pretty much. And he's just lollygagging. Right now I'm talking shit, but then I'm going to go to a different version of it. And it's just freaking hilarious that he is doing this. So he's been well hidden in Sacramento. Now, the issue with Sacramento is there's not that much hype going on. They was hype when they first opened. They had a sellout game. The only sellout games they had are against the big teams, the Cubs, the Yankees. I think the Dodgers too, if I remember correctly, if they did play in Sacramento. But all in all, it's a ghost town. I'm like, I think maybe the River Cats have a better turnout because the A's are temporary. 3 years. They're not going to get too much involved. And the fact that they're saying sell the team and they still wear the sell t-shirts, it's hilarious. I love it. And he's just getting booed out of the building. It's hilarious. So with regards to this groundbreaking, okay, he did a groundbreaking back in June, which automatically had all the bells and whistles to make sure that it is Vegas ready, and they did the confetti and the indoor and the children and the little leagues, all that shit, that they're gonna be a profound member of the community, of the Las Vegas community, which is, I'll be honest with you, full of shit. But they've been questioning if this construction is going to happen. So, with that being said, let's look at the live video. Now, right now, I am taping this August the 14th at 9:06 Eastern. This camera view, from what you're looking at, it is August 14th, obviously today, at 5:48 in the morning. So that is on West Coast time. So Eastern time, it'll be 8:48 a.m. They claim that they laid out concrete. I'm trying to figure out where it is at this time. But they keep on giving reassurance that they're building the ballpark and they're laying out the concrete. Where do I see it? Where do I see it? But yet they have the trucks ready. Shout out to Nevada Ready Mix for bringing Ace Pride to the job site, repping our green and gold in a big way. Their newly branded trucks are hard at work for our future home in Las Vegas. Mind you, you can't comment. So they have the Athletics branding on these two cement trucks. Are they doing this? This is 15 hours ago. Are they actually laying the concrete down? What are they doing? Okay, I see the cranes. I see that. I'm like, have they started the foundation yet? I don't know. But that's going to be part of the questions that I have for John Fisher, if I ever get to interview him. I'm like, it is tough to interview this man because he has kept such a low profile, or quote unquote. And he makes his decisions. I don't know if these decisions are half-assed. I would love to know the take from Major League Baseball. A lot of fans would like to know that. But there isn't anything going on. And if I were to sit in a room with him or even do it as a Zoom call, I would love to ask these following questions. Okay? So I have my little book. I have questions for him. But right now I'm talking shit about him. But I would be very professional. I'm not a journalist. I'd be very professional. I would sit with him. I would get to know him. Have a little small talk. You know, shoot the shit for a little bit. You know, shoot the breeze. And maybe have a cup of coffee. And just sit down with him. Make him feel comfortable. This is not an interrogation. Okay? What could be the reasoning why, after 57 years, he took him out of Oakland? That he's putting him in Sacramento temporarily. Well, we already know why they're in Sacramento. It's to still keep the TV deal until the Las Vegas ballpark is built. So I'll sit him down. I'll be like, hey, how's it going? Hope you're having a good day. Is everything going good with you? How's the family? How's your parents? You know, things like that. And then I would tell him about myself. I said, my name is Frankie Castellon. I am an avid fan of baseball. Okay? I am actually a Yankees fan. Now, that's going to be a whole different podcast of why I am just a baseball fan, not a dedicated fan of a team. Normally, my preference is usually the New York Yankees, as you can see there. But I'm a big fan of baseball. I want baseball to succeed. And I would tell them that, but I'm just a fan. I have no business degree. I have no journalism experience. I am just a fan with a microphone, doing a podcast, and having fun with it. That's exactly what I'm going to do. Now, the last things I want to say is, goddamn, you motherfucker, just driving me nuts, I swear to you. Why is baseball going the way it is? Why? Is the CBA going to be ending in 2026 and there's no negotiation for a new CBA? Are we going to get a lockout? Are we? I pray to God there isn't no lockout next year, after next season, so 2027. With that being said, I'm going to have some questions for John Fisher on what's his game, okay? So, good morning. How are you? I'm doing good. You? Good. Okay. So, I have a list of questions for you, and they're going to be ad-libbed. So the first question for John Fisher, I'm just going to get right to the point. Why? What's the reason that you couldn't have an agreement with Oakland? What was the straw that broke the camel's back that you said, listen, we're done. We're not going to do Howard Terminal. We're done. That's the question on all fans. Why? Simple as that. And do I see it going both ways when it comes to Oakland and the A's? Maybe. I don't know. I don't know the inside. The only insight that we got is from Shang Tao. Is that how you pronounce her name? That was the most recent mayor of Oakland, and she got her ass taken down by the FBI for, I forgot, it was bribery? It was contributions from a wealthy person to get her into mayor? I don't remember the case. But Oakland is not the best place right now, and they're trying to find a way in order to clean that city up. So, I've never been there. I'm not going to speak of experience there because I've never been there. The farthest I've ever been to the West Coast is Nebraska, and that's a whole other story for another day. Don't ask me why I had to go there. Anyway, that's my first question. What was the relationship between you and Oakland? Why did Las Vegas seem so attractive? There could be a numerous amount of answers to that question. I don't know. I really don't know. Will he answer the question? Probably not. But it's worth a shot of asking, because everyone that asks that question, he just ducks down and takes his tail tucked in and goes away. He can't give a reason, a rhyme or reason, to justify that. Which leads me to question number two. Why the low profile? No interviews. No press conferences. Nothing. Okay? Very, very low profile. And the reason why I say keep a low profile, I'm like, why not have a journalist interview, give your side of the story? There was only one interview that exists, and that's a very closed circuit interview with John Fisher with NBC California. Well, I forgot the affiliate. And it was closed door, no cameras, and answered a certain amount of questions as bland as they can be. Look it up. So, why the low profile? Why not give your side of the story? Now, which brings me to the other person I ranted about, which is Stu Sternberg, the owner of the Rays. Now, here's the timeline. The timeline was, and this was over a year ago, that they were planning on doing this big stadium complex in St. Petersburg. They would have a $1.5 billion stadium. And they would have so much development in that 60-plus acre site. Museums, restaurants, bars, hotels, condominiums, affordable housing, quote-unquote. This would have been one of the biggest real estate deals that St. Pete ever had. Then Hurricane Milton happened and ripped off the roof of the Trop, their existing home. And that was it. That was it. They were going to do cost overruns for the new stadium. And they realized, what if a hurricane hit the new stadium? What damages would it cause? What risk? And Sternberg, I don't know if he does risk or not, but he didn't want to go through with it. He wanted out, and he was trying to find a way to get out, and he did. He pulled out of the deal, and it's become a huge mess. But the city of St. Petersburg, they're contracted, obligated to fix the Trop with $25 million in insurance and additional costs of close to $60 million to fix the roof and the surrounding areas with it, which I'm going to tell you, it's probably moldy as all hell. So how are they going to build it by the 2026 season? I don't know. But the reason why I mentioned Stu Sternberg is he actually did a New York Times article. Now, here's a difference that I'm trying to make with him and John Fisher. You see him? He's actually sitting at Steinbrenner Field watching the game. He is freely interviewing with the New York Times of not only who he is, what's his tactics in order to make a successful ball club, which I give him credit where credit's due. They went to the World Series in 2008 and 2020 and had multiple playoff runs throughout the last 15 years. So I give him credit where credit's due. But when it comes to a stadium, he doesn't want to pay for it. As simple as that. And that's where he got vilified and they pushed for him selling the team. And I've heard David Sampson's take on it, JP Peterson's take on it. I'm trying to remember who else, probably Foul Territory, has their take on it. And I wanted to come up with my own opinion. I wanted Sternberg to sell the team. We need to get the team in Tampa. My first initial thought was to bring them to stay in St. Pete until they can get a new deal. Then figure out a way after 2028, now 2029, to get a new stadium. So it's been a hell of a mess, and he's tried so much, but it's the matter of he could fork up the money. So he said, you know what? We're going to talk to some bidders. And that's where the owner of Dream Fine Homes, Patrick Zalupski, comes into play. That looks like he's going to be the owner of the Rays come September. But if they do have a playoff run, Sternberg will still be the owner. And the article was pretty interesting. It was a very long article, but I would recommend reading this article. Get a subscription, whatever the case may be. And he had some pretty good takeaways. Now, he's doing kind of the same thing as Fish is doing, doing a low-budget payroll in order to maximize his revenue sharing. And apparently Major League Baseball does not like that. So what's the difference between Sternberg and Fisher? Does Fisher have more clout? Brings me back to the question, why the low profile? Why couldn't you do an article for the New York Times or whoever to speak your side of the story to justify what you're doing? I know you want to keep quiet, and I know you probably have to pick your choice of words, but don't you owe it to the fans? Seriously? Don't you? After that interrogating question, but, you know, truthful asking from a fan's perspective, what is your return on investment that you projected to be in Las Vegas? What is more attractive in Vegas than in Oakland? What are you trying to get in return? You got to remember, it's Las Vegas. There's a lot of things to do in Las Vegas. There's shows. There's gambling. There is now sports. There's big time events. Boxing, UFC, the Sphere, you name it. What is your gain and bring multiple fans to a Las Vegas Athletics game? It's a very good question. I would love to get that answer. But in order to get that answer, we got to see what it looks like if there is a stadium, number one. if that's being built. Number two, how would crowds turn out? Okay. So I got a YouTuber that I know of. His name is Raiders 1967. And he's showing the groundwork of this stadium. And it's pretty much the same thing as what I showed you in the ballpark cam. I do not see any groundwork laid out. None. At all. Okay? I don't see it. So, he has a very good eye. He has all the camera angles and probably uses a very, very nifty camera to show his view of the Las Vegas Stadium. So, all I see here is a bunch of pillars, basically, I'm no smart guy on construction, but pretty much laying the groundwork and seeing if they will get concrete, but hasn't done anything yet. So what is his return on investment? What steps would you take to be competitive in the years to come? Is it still going to be low payroll? Are you going to invest in the team? Are you going to have a higher payroll? Is that going to be the case? I don't know. Would you ever sell the team? Would that ever be something that will cross your mind? And if so, who would you sell it to? Sacramento. Do you have any gain in popularity in Sacramento? From what that video showed, doesn't look like that's very popular right now. And the average you're getting is, what, 8,000 per game in a 12,000-seat stadium? I don't know. I really don't know. A lot of questions that I can ask. I have like maybe 12 questions, but I'm not going to go into further into this. But my question is it all worth it? Is it all worth it? Is it something worth the heartache of fans? And I'm coming from a fan's perspective. And I'm like, we know that we have our fan base and we have a loyalty. And now there is no loyalty. It's more of a business. It's what could I gain? And we know that we're having an ever-evolving climate of now streaming, real estate, trying to find different ways in order to make money, revenue sharing, because how they got their money is through ticket sales, through TV deals, and that's about it. Now, if I'm missing anything, please comment below. Please give your insight of what am I missing here. If you want a collaboration, hey, I'm down with it, okay? You can get in contact with me. I'm at www.castellanms.com. I have the whole podcast right here. I will do my best in order to fix it up so we can have it on Apple and Spotify, or if there's any other options. I really want your feedback. If you want to support, please support. I have everything right in front of me, showing myself out there and coming up with different ideas to pursue a new video every time. But until then, thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for listening. And I hope to hear you guys again really soon. Take care.
Thank you for watching on YouTube, and thank you for listening on your favorite podcast platform.